And our reading is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 11 to 16. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. All that Solomon had planned to do in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he successfully accomplished. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from the heaven, and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So this morning we're going to be thinking a little bit about praying for our world. My Kindle, which had the talk on, had decided to turn off. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to hear from you. Stir our hearts. Amen. Now, in May 1963, in a Times Magazine article, the great theologian Colbert said that throughout his 40 years of teaching young theologians, he told them, take your Bible and take your newspaper and read both. When we pray for the world, he was saying, we need to pray from an informed perspective, knowing what is going on all around the world. But we also need to pray, praying what God says, praying God's will to be known throughout the world. When we look around the world today, we just have to open the BBC News app this morning, and we can be absolutely overwhelmed by what is going on and fearful about what is to come, and yet unsure about what to pray or how to pray. So today we're going to do that. We're going to think a little bit about how we can go about praying. Now, what I'm going to say this morning kind of comes from a 24/7 prayer article, which is on their website, which we're going to pop into the chat later on. And they lay out five very simple ways and ideas of how we can pray into global situations. Now, broadly speaking, there are four P's whenever you're praying for any situation that you want to pray into, and that's people, provision. So praying for the people that it affects, the provision, praying for maybe for food, maybe for what people need, protection for people, but also for principalities or powers, those involved in making decisions. And so we're kind of thinking of those four things, the four P's, but we're going to kind of think of them slightly differently. So the first one is when we're praying, we need to acknowledge God's power. Now, last week we sang, How Great Thou Art. How great is our God? God is bigger and greater and stronger than any power that is in the world. And we need to remember when we're praying for these situations that God is bigger than that. Now, the Psalms acknowledge who God is. As humans, we can often forget that ultimately God created the world, and he is not absent from our world, but is all powerful within it. You know, yesterday, as I was running through Black Park, running through the trees, which were massive, I felt very short indeed. Yesterday, running through the trees, and there seemed to be like miles high. And all I could see was the breathless beauty of creation. and reminded again and again that's echoed in the Psalms that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it is his and all who live in it. All of creation is God's. You and I are God. We belong to God. So when we pray, we need to acknowledge God's power. Secondly, we need to pray for God's kingdom to come. Every Sunday in our services, we pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught his very first disciples to pray. And in it, it says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven." Your kingdom come. God, we want what you want going on earth. And as we look around the world and we see the battles of kingdoms, of principalities, of powers, and even those moments when we cry out in despair, we need to remember that that cry, when we cry out, we're crying out for God's kingdom to rule and reign. And remember that God is greater than any of those powers. And we need to pray for his kingdom, his power, to be at work in our communities and in our leaders. So we acknowledge God's power. We pray for his kingdom to come. And then the third thing is we pray for individuals and communities. In every situation we see around the world, it is affecting individual people. Mothers, daughters, fathers, sons, aunts, uncles, who are facing these incredibly difficult situations. Now, the Apostle Paul, he is writing to his friend and disciple Timothy, and he says, "I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving must be made for all people." We pray for everybody involved in a situation. Sometimes it can feel really uncomfortable to pray into certain situations, but we have to, because that's what we need to do as Christians, is to pray into them. So when we look at the world and see what other nations are doing, things going on in other communities, we need to pray for the individuals as well as the wider nation. It can be really easy to go, "I pray for X nation," but actually let's think, who are the individuals involved in these situations? And we need to pray for them. So the fourth one is we pray for those in power. Leaders across the world are humans. They are just like us, and they too need prayer. Sometimes praying for national leaders can feel incredibly hard, but can also sometimes seem incredibly easy. Again, Paul said to Timothy, he said, "For kings and all who are in high positions, but we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." Can you pray for those in power? The kings, the presidents, the prime ministers, the leaders of nations who are making decisions right now for their people and for others. So we need to pray for those in power. Fifthly, we pray for the church to continue to bring hope. We as a church are about hope, whether here in Hanwell, whether on the other side of the world in a small village or in a major city, we are all about hope. As church across the world, we have a message of hope to share with everybody. That might be done in a very practical way. It may be done through words. It might be done through prayer. But no matter what else happens in the world, we have hope. It says, "For this light momentarily affliction is preparing for an internal weight of glory beyond all comparison." as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Jesus is eternal. We know the power of God is for everybody. And so when we're praying for people, we are praying that they may know the hope that transcends understanding, that love of God that is greater than anything. So sometimes when we read the paper, we might not know how to pray or what to pray. But these five things are a really useful way for helping us to work through, sort of giving us a template of how to pray into these global situations. So, acknowledge God's power. Pray for God's kingdom to come. Pray for individuals and communities. Pray for those in power. Pray for the church to continue to bring hope wherever it is. Our prayers do not have to be eloquent or pretty. Sometimes they might be a gut-wrenching cry. Sometimes they might be a sigh of despair. It might be that when you read the newspaper in the morning, your response is, "Lord, no." But as Christians, we are called to love our neighbour, which means loving every human being in the world. And praying the very best we can for them. As I said, we're going to post into the chat a couple of links just to help you do this a bit more. One of them is the article from 24/7 Prayer that takes these five. And just, it means you've got it. You've got the five in front of you to pray through. There's articles that are about how we pray with our children, because they will be very aware of things going on in the world. You will come across things produced by like the BBC that will talk about how do we talk to our children about what's going on in the world. But we need to think about how do we help them to pray. But we need to hold on to the fact that in the midst of darkness, the midst of the challenges of the world, the hope of Christ still shines through. No matter how dark the world may seem, the light of Jesus still shines. That's what we prayed when we lit the candle at Advent every Sunday. And those words echo throughout our world, and we need to pray those things.